righty, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are taking a look at marijuana. The first segment, we looked at it from the perspective of the recreational use of marijuana. Now we're going to go ahead and take a look at it from the perspective of the medical use of marijuana. And again, I know that sometimes, you know, we can have our ideas about how something is, what it should not be, etc. And we may be totally unwilling to consider that maybe there is some benefit. And, you know, sometimes we just discover that there may be some good to something. After all, despite the fact that for such a long time, it was used in ways that were not truly beneficial. Okay, remember, we're going to take a look at medical marijuana. We're going to look at what marijuana does, things like that. But our particular focus now is medical marijuana. So, WebMD is helping us continue with this look. And I want to ask you, first of all, of course, you know, we're always asking questions. What is medical marijuana? Okay, now catch the question now. I didn't ask what is marijuana. My question is, what is medical marijuana? Well, it's made of the dried parts of the cannabis sativa plant. Humans have turned to it as an herbal remedy, get this, for centuries. Remember, I was saying in that first segment that as far as what has been publicized to us for decades, and when I say publicized, what has been widely published has been the use of marijuana recreationally. But people have turned to it as an herbal remedy for centuries. And today, people use it to relieve symptoms or treat various diseases. Now, the federal government still considers it illegal, but some states allow it to treat specific health problems. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is the U.S. agency that regulates medicines, and so far they have not approved the plant as a treatment for any conditions. So that's an upfront disclaimer, right? Okay, here we go. And I'm going to let you know now, I'm not stating a position either way on either of these. I'm not saying, well, I'll tell you, I am totally against the idea of using marijuana just to get high. I am totally against recreational uses of marijuana. Totally against it. Now, I don't want to say what my position is on medical marijuana because I don't want to influence, sway anyone one way or the other about this. I really want each person to think this through on your own and decide for yourself what your position is. With regards to recreational marijuana, I see it as harmful. Based on research, and I know you have opposing research, and some say it doesn't cause any harm to the body whatsoever. There's other research that points out the damage it does to the brain and other organs, the problems that it can cause from a psychological perspective, and on and on. And I believe the research that says that recreational use of marijuana can be harmful. I believe that. And for that reason, and because I don't think it's a good idea to be getting high, I know that there are some medications that can cause people to experience what some call a high. I'm not talking about legitimate medicinal uses of any kind of medication. I'm talking about someone who's going to get a legitimate medication and use it for the purpose of getting high, not to treat anything, for the purpose of getting high. I'm opposed to that. So I'm just as opposed to the illicit use of any legitimate drug as I am against the illicit use of recreational marijuana. When it comes to the notion of marijuana being used as medicine, let's see what you think. Marijuana has chemicals that are called cannabinoids, And medical researchers usually focus on the health effects of two cannabinoids in particular. Now, stay with me. Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, that's where the THC comes from. Delta-9, here we go with the THC. Tetrahydrocannabinol and cannabidiol, which is known as CBD. Cannabidiol, CBD. So medical researchers focus on health effects of THC, also again commonly called T, and CBD. THC is the substance that makes you high. CBD doesn't have any mind-altering effects. So keep that in mind now. Very important distinction. THC is the substance in marijuana that makes a person high, while the CBD does not have any mind-altering effects. What are some of the forms of medical marijuana? Okay, so let me back up for just a minute. So if a person is using medical marijuana that only has CBD, they will be using marijuana in a way that it would only treat some problem. But because it would not have the THC in it, it would not make them high. Okay, forms of medical marijuana. These have to do with the ways that you can take the drug. And I mentioned that again in the earlier segment when I was pointing out that for a long, long time, the avenue of choice was smoking. But that's not the only way that a person can ingest, consume marijuana. You can inhale a vaporized spray. You can smoke the leaves. You can take a pill or liquid, or you can bake it into foods. All of the types differ in terms of how often you should use them, how they'll affect your symptoms, and the side effects you may feel. And you may be recalling now that we were talking about how people have been, I guess you could say, overdosing, particularly on the edible products, because they really didn't know how much marijuana they were consuming, particularly the THC. All right. Let's take a look at this some more in just a few. The focus is medical marijuana. And the question is, do we think that there is a legitimate use for marijuana when used exclusively as medicine?